It's a tool that's actually borrowed from appreciative inquiry that I mentioned earlier, David Cooperwriter. And it's a tool that I love to use with a leadership team because it shifts their thinking about the future. So in a traditional SWOT analysis, threats are typically the flip side of opportunities. And our weaknesses are often just the flip side of our strengths. So it's in many cases can be quite redundant. So both models, the SOAR analysis, does look at strengths, but it and does look at opportunities, just like a traditional SWOT analysis. But there's a little bit of a shift that occurs. We also look at aspirations. What do we aspire to be? And that's where we want people to think really, really big. And then the results, R stands for results. What are the results you're looking for? And those can be not just financial results, but those can be other kinds of results. It might be, you know, that your company has become, you know, so well known and so positive that you're now been invited to speak at your, you know, national conference, as an example. Or that your name, your company's name has become a household word, whatever it might be. It's a much more empowering discussion. And it's not that weaknesses are overlooked. It's that they generally come up in the opportunities section and they're framed in a much more positive way. And you can do this with a team of, you know, seven. And I've done it with a team of 70, you know, an extended leadership team. And it just can be a really powerful, you know, way to do business planning. And then once you do the SOAR analysis, then you can then identify, you know, several priorities and build some specific goals and next steps and a real, you know, tactical plan around it. But it's a very engaging process.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.